Okay, we got Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
How are you?
I'm pretty well, thank you. Been a while. There's so much to talk about, Joe. One of the things that I don't hear people talking about, I don't know why, is what's going on with the legislature.
Uh-huh.
And this is a pretty critical year for the legislature. It's going to set the future for a lot of us here in the state, those of us who are going to be able to afford to stay here. I do want to comment. I called last week when Shane came on and was talking about the criticisms that they received for broadcasting that ABCP rebellion tribe thing last week. And, you know, KYUK certainly has the right to decide what it wants to put on the air. But, you know, we also had the Rasmussen Foundation and the Lieutenant Governor come out last week and explain some of the proposals for the state budget. And I would have thought that the KYUK might have been interested in that. They didn't have anyone there. Actually, Channel 11, KTVA, came out, and they did a story on the air, and local news had nothing on it at that time. So I think that something they ought to look at. And the budget, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's the end of the legislative session. The Royal Republican majority, which includes Bob Heron and Lyman Hoffman, are voting to reduce the university system budget by $50 million. They're looking at laying off 300 or more people. I wouldn't be surprised to see KUC in jeopardy. You know, they're reducing elderly aid. They were trying to eliminate a scholarship fund for the university. And our local representatives, Senator Hoffman and Representative Heron, run as Democrats, and then they vote and join the Republican majority and vote as Republicans. And it seems to me if they're going to be Republicans, they should be Republicans. Be honest about it. You know, they voted to buy this legislative office building, this $32 million to buy the office building in Anchorage, which was declared an illegal lease by a judge, and the Anchorage municipality of Anchorage valued it at $19 million. They voted to spend $32 million for this palace. The legislature is still looking to give away $775 million in tax credits to the oil companies next year. Basically, we're not going to get anything for our oil, and we're headed toward paying the oil companies to take the oil out of the ground. And how are we going to do that? You're going to see your dividend reduced or perhaps even eliminated. They still haven't done anything with Senate Bill 21, you know, the oil giveaway tax a couple of years ago. They won't touch that. And I don't think people realize, but the legislators in Juneau, they get a per diem, and it varies a little bit. But basically, for people who don't live in, legislators who don't live in Juneau, they get $275 a day, tax-free, no federal taxes, for living in Juneau. And people who actually live in Juneau, legislators that live in Juneau, they get $175 a day for living in their own homes. Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, so, and then when the legislature had a special session here in Anchorage last year, some of the Anchorage representatives and Valley representatives, they got $275 or thereabouts for living in their own homes and you know, and working in Anchorage.
And this is per day.
This is per day, okay? Now, as you know, I worked for the state for 20 years, and the per diem never changed in those 20 years. What we, the long-term per diem for a state worker is $43 per day for living expenses. That would be hotel or something. This is long-term, more than 30 days. And it's $33 for food. So it's like $77 a day. Legislators get $275 a day. So this they're feeding at the trough. Last year, Bob Heron got $32,000 in per diem money, tax-free.
Wow.
Lyman Hoffman got $28,000. This is all public record. He got $28,000 more. Actually, both of them got a little more than that, $28,000 tax-free. And they're cutting the university system, they're cutting aid to the elderly, they're cutting everything but the oil companies. They're not touching any of the mega projects. They're never going to be built. You know, the Ambler Road for private mining company, the Kinnick Bridge, and Senator Anna McKinnon's husband's road from Juneau to her property in the Kensington Mine. They're pretending that's a road to out of Juneau, but it's really not. So it's really out of control, and it's distressing not to see people in this area talking about it. It's going to have a huge impact on us, and it may even affect whether people will be able to live out here in remote communities for any, you know, in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be talking about all of this. I mean, obviously I have my opinions, but at least let's talk about it. Because you're going to be hit by it. You're going to see the dividend go down, might even go away. And by not paying attention to it, you're giving these people in Juneau a free hand. And they can't even get their work done. There's going to be a special session, for sure.
And that's going to cost more money.
And more money, yeah. And that special session, they get the same thing. They get the per diem, you know, for just breathing down there.
I think they should all donate their per diems to a nonprofit organization that needs funding to either continue or even try to make it.
Yeah, well, you know, they mess around. This is a 90-day legislative session, so they mess around for 60 days or 70 days, and then the last couple of weeks they say, "Oh, we got to get our business done." They actually declared a state salmon holiday this year. That was one of their pieces of legislation. You know, we could cure this just by some, if it were possible, just by saying you got 90 days. After that, you don't get paid, you don't get per diem. You got to get your work done. They get their work done. Yeah. One last thing. I don't want to take all your time, but like I said, I haven't called for a while, so I'm kind of loaded here. But Governor Walker, who hasn't done everything I'd like him to do, but he's been certainly an improvement over Parnell, he declared last night he's going to veto, if the legislature passes this $32 million appropriation to buy this Legislative Information Office Building Palace, which is an illegal lease to begin with. He said he will veto it. And the Republicans went crazy last night. Which makes, you know, gladdens my heart. But at least he's doing something to try to straighten the resource to the future of the state, the financial resource of the state. So good for him, and we need to hold these people to account. This is the Republicans have put us in this mess, and doesn't look like they're going to get out of it anytime soon, and we're going to all pay for it. So anyway, Joe, that's my diatribe for today.
Okay, Bob, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, keep up good work. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Go ahead.
There's an email from Kathy Hansen. It says, in response to the caller asking why KYUK didn't cover the Rasmussen visit, the group was interviewed on air for about 30 minutes prior to their presentation at KUC.
Okay, thank you. And yes, we do have a phone call. Cesari. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Again, good morning.
I hope you enjoyed your cup of coffee.
Yeah, thank you for your coffee.
You're welcome.
Good donation. Anyway, the first caller, the second caller, that was pretty interesting. Why he blame a Republican when Bob and Lyman, the Democrat? So he jump on Republican. I guess they're not only Republican, Democrats too, messing up with everything. But it's not. I'm not that deep with politics. So. But about those mining stuff and talking about you know, you started to have a reputation and leaving some stuff, and maybe we have to learn how we prevent that, to not do that again. You know, they have lots of bad reputation. They have big jet, Airbuses, there was bad reputation, the crashes. The DC-10 before, there was bad reputation. They have vehicles, recall, and machinery, and even all company. Because there's no nothing start from perfect. But if we're looking what the cost and how the sneaking out from be responsible for creation the mess, creating the mess, we should be learned from that and create a law, rules, a regulation to be not to happen that.
Uh-huh.
You know, because it's no common company, I don't believe in exact perfect. Mostly of them that I cover up something. Because they always in somewhere mistake, mostly bigger company there was. And some slip out from the hand, or they've been negligent, but we have to watch and learn from that. And but if we stop everything, movement forward, we just get backwards. You know, we should be going forward. The country should be going forward with the job opportunity and the future for the kid, a new generation, and not stepping back and stop. We have to invest in research, how to prevent on the mistake, look who, how they do, and then allow them with the contract or some kind of thing like that. But let them do it with us rules, not their rules. Us protection, people in here, cooperation, villages, they should be created ways to, should be, that read the land like local people want it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's this way to do it. It's everything for everybody.
So, Cesare, let me ask you a question. In your country, how do they do things in your country compared to what's happening here?
You know, when I grew up, there was when there was communists, there was a river where I live in. Valley, Warsaw, Berlin Valley, from ice running, and they make it big. And there was really rich country with the growing stuff, and there was no pollution in that area. But there was one river going across my city, mm-hmm. and the river coming from steel manufacture and some coal mine, not coal mine, some kind of mine.
Uh-huh.
And the river was so polluted. You frog jump in there, with about 5 minutes, it's gone. There was one day I was little kid, I remember fish, farm fish, break down to the river, and with 5 hours, all of them swimming upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're still behind. We break from communists with the 80s. That river is so freaking clear. I don't mind to drink water from it. And the fish coming back, and in Eastern and Western Europe is, I think, is so much more strict that...
So your government works for the people, not against the people?
This new one, you know, they try anyway, from my observation from outside. I do not live in there. But this is what I see, the land. You cut your tree on your property. You have huge fine. You have like thousands of dollars fine for cut your own tree. You have to have permission for it.
Wow.
That is all the European Union.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it is. And it's best way to the... Wait for the big storm and pull them up with the truck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, long time ago there was mess, there was dirt, there was filthy. Now you stop vehicle by the highway, the grass is clean, you know, find a piece of paper by the road. Every property, you have inspectors checking. When my dad first came in here with 1990, he disloved the air so fresh, so... But he, when he living, I asked him how he liked this town, and he said, this town is everything fine, but they look like somebody work on something and live with the middle work and left.
Hmm.
It's messed by everybody's houses, pretty much. The wood, the trash, the equipment, the laying down everywhere. It's not organized.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that, you know. That what was my dad's opinion. And he never been before when his statement like that. But that pretty much still a little bit is approved. Recently, more people care around the houses and more grass, more trees, more flowers, more you know, gardens and stuff like that.
So mm-hmm.
That is good to see that. But talking about the mine, we have to look in there and find the solution to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Cesare, thank you.
Yeah, have a good day.
We got Alex. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
I never say happy Friday to, or happy, except for the Easter or other holidays.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'll say...
Disappoint you on that, but...
No, you're not disappointing me.
Without offending you, I want to make a good comment about you this morning.
Okay.
One word, or two words, three words. You sounded so young this morning.
Really?
I didn't recognize you.
Uh-oh, what did I do now?
I just wanted to talk about ANCSA Corporation...
Uh-huh.
Business corporations
uh-huh.
versus non-profit corporations.
Okay.
I just wanted to make it short, but I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Oh, no, go ahead. You got the floor.
You know, our people, you know, they got so excited about doing business, finally doing business and making some profits
mm-hmm.
in the early 70s when ANCSA corporations were passed.
Mm-hmm.
And then each and every village, including our parent corporation, which is the Telus Corporation, they incorporated as profit corporation.
Okay.
And I don't know of any, maybe there may be a couple ANCSA corporations incorporated as non-profit. I'm not sure. But one thing that our local people needs to realize is with this dwindling and ever decreasing budget for nonprofit corporations
mm-hmm.
like AVCP housing and also YKHC. We need to look into profit we need to look into making money, not for a corporation, not for our own self, but for corporations.
Mm-hmm.
I think potentially what's been planned for and what's been explored in the Dunlin gold mine is one of those options. I heard that guy, I did not catch his name, but that guy from Telus Corporation mentioned that, you know, he could try to make it safe, you know, when it comes to doing the operations, mining operation. And, one thing that I want to make sure that people understand, people nowadays like yourself are educated versus some of us who are not educated and, you know, have hard time following English language communications.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that people understand that the plans need to be made. Like in this community, for example, in Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
Community of Bethel is multiple, you know, people come from multiple villages, you know, not only from Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
People come from the coast, come from Yukon River, come from elsewhere in Alaska, as well as in faraway villages in the Kuskokwim River, like way up river.
Mm-hmm.
We need to also let people, our own people, decide, do we want to do a business, for example, as a village corporation from nearby villages or from furthest village like Kotlik, for example,
mm-hmm.
like Stony River,
mm-hmm.
Elsewhere in within our region. And there are multiple business opportunities, like being a mechanic,
mm-hmm.
Like for both snow machines and outboard motors,
mm-hmm.
and also being a mechanic for, businesses like auto repair shops and also maybe there's multiple things that, you know, you could mention, and the list will pile up.
Okay.
That's what we need to do, mm-hmm. because probably maybe 25% or more of the employees of the local businesses come from the villages anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We need to open opportunities.
Okay.
We need to look at
beneficial for the community.
What's beneficial for the community, not only for the community, but people like from Russian Mission or Marshall or mm-hmm. Power Station or elsewhere.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, we don't like this. Who is going to give us employment if all of the money is gone?
Yeah.
Who is going to hire?
Mm-hmm.
Are the auto shops in town will hire native folks to do some work, you know, in order to support those people? There's big questions in some of our minds.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that I want to mention again is that Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act corporations, like village corporations, in each and every village, they need to take care of their 14C1, 14C2, 14C3, and then go on with their business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many villages in the listening audience will agree that, yes, 14C1 and 2 and 3 is already done.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of the villages are misunderstanding that part of the mandatory corporation work, mm-hmm. that needs to be done in each and every village. Not in each and every village, but I'm pretty sure that some of them has already gone through that and taken care of that. But I heard some villages haven't even started on that yet. That's obligation given to us by federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many, many, many things that I could say, but I want to also mention state-operated organizations in villages, including Bethel, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But Bethel is doing what it's supposed to be doing in terms of coming up with ordinances. Like, for example, they probably will provide an ordinance to me if I ask for a copy or maybe a summary of the ordinance relating to public safety when alcohol is wide open in Bethel. For example, the safety section of that would be how public officers or police officers would protect my family if it becomes necessary. I know that's in place, but, you know,
yeah.
Those are some examples I want to give.
Okay. Thank you, Alex.
That's all I got.
Good morning. You said we had an email?
Yeah, it's an anonymous email. It says, what would you do if someone borrowed money from you 2 years ago and have not paid you back like they said they would, even if two people have full-time jobs and almost eating out every day at a restaurant during their work week? If a household has two incomes and the money they owe to that individual seems fair, they should pay back even little at a time, like $25 every payday. The person who owes money takes trips into the big city and they have two incomes together. If it was the woman in this relationship, she would want the money back right away. The other half of who is in the relationship with the man, she would want her money back for sure. Also about school bullying, who is the appropriate person to talk about this? Even if someone tells someone at the school, seems like nothing is being done about this. Look at recently the 12-year-old girl who committed suicide due to being bullied at the school almost every single day. Maybe the parents should go talk to the kids' parents who are doing the bullying. What are your thoughts regarding the above? Thank you.
Well, regarding the bullying at school, there's a lot to protect every child that's in school. And if it's up to administration to make sure they're complying with their own policy and procedure, for one. And it has to be reported to an agency which would look into the situation to make sure that there's nothing else going on besides what had occurred at school. And, you know, for the school not to look into this issue where this 12-year-old girl committed suicide, you know, they all blame the parents. Where's the parents involved? But, you know, our kids go to school. We pay our taxes to have the kids go to school. And the school is there to not babysit, but to help educate our children to become adults in this world that they're coming up into. But, you know, everybody has a responsibility, and the responsibility would, from my point of view, would fall on the school. Oh, we do. Do we have some callers? Okay, we do have some callers. We're going to have to make it short and sweet. Okay, Anonymous, go ahead. Hello?
Who, me?
Yeah, you're in there. Go.
Hey, it's Gregory Anonymous calling.
Okay, what's up?
A great many issues that I'm hearing this morning. I got a thing about the puppy issue.
Okay.
All right. I'm trying to get my dog there to read Braille.
Mm-hmm.
Or palm Braille.
Uh-huh.
And all it does is just dig a hole in the ground.
That's a good one.
Well, yeah. And, well, as a suicide attemptee, there are great many things there. It comes from childhood trauma.
Okay. I do have a couple more callers I need to get in here.
Okay. All right. There will you all be good.
Thank you.
All right.
Good morning, John.
Hi. Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Excellent. Hey, I got a little thing I wanted to bring up here. For all us veterans here in Bethel, there's a local business here in Bethel right next to the subway business there that has what they refer to as an American flag painted on their sign. The flag is actually painted blue, red, and black. I don't know if any other veterans take offense to that, but I actually went in and spoke to that owner of that company, and he basically told me, F me, that if any other veterans had any problem with it, to come on by and they could get killed and be left right there at that company.
Wow.
That's what the company owner told me over my offense of him, you know, portraying the American flag in the wrong way.
Wow.
The American flag, people here in Bethel, just in case you don't know, is red, white, and blue. The red, white, and blue stands for a lot. The red stands for the blood that all was shed by all the Americans and veterans that have died in this country. The white is for the purity and the proud and the honor that we bestowed upon rescuing that flag and defending that flag. So I don't know if a lot of people don't know that, you know, but there's a reason that the flag is red, white, and blue. All I simply asked that company guy to do at that little company was, hey, can you just simply paint that red, you know, your red, white, and blue flag properly? He told me, F me, it's been there for 6 years, and he ain't doing nothing about it. And if any other veterans had a problem with it, they could come see him, and he'd gladly kill them, and they could stay there. That's what his response was to me.
Thank you.
So I just want to let people know that maybe we should just quit going to that kind of business, that if they don't take pride in America and they want to be here and take all our money and do whatever they want to do with their money, maybe we should you know, boycott their business and not be giving them our money. So it's the little company right next to Subway. You guys can look at the sign yourself and see what I'm talking about. If anybody else takes offense to it, please let the owner of that company know.
Thank you. I do have time for one more caller. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning. Long time no hear. I would like to thank all of those people that were talking on whatever problems they have in their villages. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you for being there. This is the only station that we learn something from, listening to other people's problems that they have in the village. My concern is now that the snow melt and all the trash show up in our grounds, in our villages.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not let our kids pick up trash alone. Let everybody, household and all, clean up their yards so our villages will look better and the land can keep picking up itself. We have to respect our land because we eat from it.
Express yourself.